Hi everyone, how is it going? I guess I won't know until we upload this podcast, but hope you're doing well. Today we're making history. Today we are recording the first episode of the Jewish Florida podcast. My name is Armando Chocron, a public speaker for both high schools and companies, and also, and most importantly, the social media manager of Jewish Florida. And today, we have the honor of having Mr. Michael Legel, the founder and CEO of Unlimited Doctor Calls, a wonderful platform that allows your entire household to make unlimited calls to different types of doctors for only $18 a month. Mr. Michael, welcome. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thank you. It's an honor for us that you are our first guest.
It's an honor for me too. You know, I've done a lot of these, but I don't think I've ever been the first. So that's kind of fun for me.
That's great. That's great. Welcome. So, Mr. Michael, before we talk about unlimited doctor calls that we know it's amazing, let us know a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Where did you go to school, to college? What was your first job? And if you like chocolate.
Sure, absolutely. I went to Florida Atlantic University, where I graduated with a criminal justice and a business degree in 3.5 years. My first job was director of business development for a plastic card manufacturing company. I quickly worked in that industry for about 8 years. I was a part of several different boards, such as president of GCPPA, which is the Promotional Product Association of South Florida, RAC member, which was one of the 12 council members. I even won Rising Star of the Year in 2012, one of probably about 12 others or 13 others that were selected around the nation for that. In 2012, though, I went through a tragedy where I lost my father through an adverse drug reaction. And when you hit a certain professional peak in life, you know, I didn't really know where the next level was. I was doing deals with Sports Authority and Facebook and doing all these, and meeting presidents. I met two presidents that year of different countries. Wow. And I was doing these things because I just was a people person. I got along with people and people liked me. I was the guy that would get, you know, like it wasn't really, you know, we had a product, but our product was, you know, it was a relationship-based situation is how we were expanding. And I loved my owner to death. He was a family friend. But when my father died, it put some real perspective. And he passed away from something that a lot of people kind of put on the wayside because it does get a lot of attention and adverse drug reactions when it comes to safety of healthcare. And so after doing about, kind of going through that tragedy, which was a drug called warfarin, which is Coumadin, okay? I found out that the adverse drug reaction rate was about 1 out of 5. And that not only is healthcare aware of this, but there's studies to prove this. University of Maryland did a really good one. And I realized that there's just not enough people that are in healthcare that are looking out for others the way I really wish it was. It's become too much about profit. It's become too much about boards hiding behind specific whether accountabilities are there, you know? And not enough people are trying to change healthcare for the better or get it to where it's simpler, more effective, less harmful, right? And so I'm lucky enough as it is, you know, being that I had a lot of relationships, I started looking for opportunities to make my imprint in healthcare. And I found one with a electronic product that had no adverse events and was super safe and should be used on the everyday market instead of providing pain pills. So lucky enough, a lot of people agree with me and I was able to scale that to now we have distribution all over the country in 48 states, 900 cities. And I did that with just with a family company where I built. So my mom, my uncle, my aunt, my brother, they all came on board with me and we all started building this dream we had, which was first alternative therapies, first alternative care, which is how unlimited doctor care got provided, right? And every year I would challenge myself to develop something new. So every year I'm looking for something new to develop that can get to the market. That's not mainstream insurance because you'll find that there's roadblocks to get products out there. There's banking roadblocks. There's all sorts of things that no one knows about until they've experienced it. And I even experienced it myself where the banks actually froze $500,000 in sales I did in one day. They froze for 2 years. Okay. And so I know what the problems are, and I'm trying to solve this behind this family operated company. And as I do this and I'm scaling this every year, I'm rebuilding. So we had the microcurrent technology. Then we came out with a PMF mat that helps with oxygenation of your blood cells, right? And then we came out with a lab where we now have a blood test lab that tells you exactly what food gives you inflammation in your diet, which is critical with major diseases like arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and things like that, right? And then I started getting this idea of like, well, what is insurance and what is the care? Now, there's laws that have been put in place that I can never call myself an insurance right now. Imagine that. They didn't have to go through that, but they put in politically that there's laws in place that you can't call yourself an insurance. So I have to call myself a membership, okay? But I sign contracts with the same people as Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, Humana, that provides the same quality of care for telemedicine. And I believe in telemedicine because I want you to be preventative with your healthcare. My whole thing that I'm trying to build is a landscape where healthcare cares about the individual like we do family, where they're not dollars to us. Every person is a person to us. And that's why we have a great customer service reputation. In fact, over the 8 years I've been in business, I've had zero negative reviews or bad complaints or anything about my company since we've done that. We probably treat right now close to 100,000 people a month with our technology, adverse drug reaction free. And so it has been a roller coaster ride up as we've been going that route. And you get to meet all these people. And I want to be fair with you, you know, especially now with COVID around the times, when I was coming out with this, even the program I'm running right now isn't like I'm not killing it on profit because utilization rates were skyrocketing. So while everybody else was trying to find ways to monopolize on COVID, I literally kind of lose money on this a little bit, but it's okay because in the big scheme of things, I'm building something I want to build with. And I want to build this this healthcare that will be alternative medicine based, but still brings in the MD for all the main things that we have to have medication for. You know, I'm not saying sitting out here going, all pharmaceuticals are wrong. No, what I'm saying is when you put a profit number on a product that costs you 5 cents and you're charging insurance $1,350 for a product that gives you 60 pills for 2 months and that pills don't help you at all, there's my problem.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So I'm in the middle of all of this developing, building banks and developing how we're going to help as I'm now a licensed broker for a capital resource company for helping them grow, right? Because you got to help these people grow that are like-minded. And I found that I have a large community that agrees with me in what we're trying to build. And even me getting this contract is an honor that we're able to be able to offer these. We have 3,500 doctors under contract. So we're in all 50 states. They can get a doctor within 5 minutes. On a phone call or on live, we have an application on your phone. We have a desktop that's beautiful. It's an EMR record. And the best part about this is I don't know how many people know about how this process works. But when you go see a doctor, they're literally trying to figure out how they want to bill you, right? And so when you're getting billed, they're billing you on billing codes. And if you have insurance, you don't have insurance. Well, mine's not worried about billing codes. So imagine a doctor that's not even worried about how I'm going to get paid for this. Everything's already worked out. And now they're just worried about getting the patient whatever their best treatment of care is, the standard of care they can get. And me personally, when I first went through it, it was like one of the most unique experiences I ever had. In comparison to like an urgency care visit, where I found from my own experience, and I don't mind sharing this experience because this is my problem.
Wow.
Nobody knows what really goes on, right? Well, imagine you know, and you see an overbilling code done on your insurance. So they billed my insurance double because they're used to not getting paid. But that's a reflection of me. And they billed me for something extended care, which they shouldn't have done. And technically this has been doing all over the place, right? All of these things I'm sharing with you is a key factor to why we build this thing. We want something to be simple. You have the flu. You're worried you maybe have COVID. You're worried you want to speak to a doctor. You don't put a monetary value on that doctor visit. You've already paid for it with that membership. You just go ahead and do it. And at $18 right now, honestly, you do one visit in the year, it covers itself. And so having that reassurance, and we don't just provide you with, you know, the mainstream doctor. You also have access to do if you want a psychiatrist. You know how hard it is to get outpatient services in certain cities? In fact, in Stuart, Florida, there is no outpatient psychiatry program, period. If you have a mental health issue, It costs, and you're out of insurance pocket. It costs you $5,000 a week to go through this. Okay. These are things that no one's sharing with. $5,000 a week for coastal mental facility here. And you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the things that I want to make sure that people aren't aware. So my service isn't designed to, it's designed to be there for the everyday human being that just is like, look, I'm a server, I'm a bartender, I can't really get the top of the line healthcare, or I can get catastrophic care just in case. But a lot of people could get by with just, especially the youth population out there, they can get by with just, hey, look, if I get the flu, I don't want to have to deal with it. Boom, done with your program, you know? And I even offer dermatology services with this. So 3,500 conditions we could diagnose from our application. So imagine you get a rash or you get something, you normally wouldn't go to the dermatologist because it'd take 3 months to get to them. Yeah. Now you just take a picture and then get you a script within 24 to 48 hours.
Wow, that's amazing. And I was saying, like, in your website, that it says like it's 24/7 support. So I can call at 3:30 a.m. Hey, I'm feeling.
And that, you know, that unfortunately has been put to the test by too many people in terms of there. I've had even my brother, believe it or not, he just had a baby and he had, he was worried he's getting sick at 3 a.m. Well, he, because there in certain cities, there's 24-hour pharmacies too. So he was able to get, talk to a doctor at 3 a.m. and get meds by 4:25 in his hands. And that's life-changing for a person that's working Monday through Friday, taking care of a newborn, you know? And I get stories like that a lot, all the times. And for me, like New Year's, I had a radio show host that like always tries to find and make sure like, hey, I want to find where the loophole is. What's the gimmick here? And New Year's, 3 a.m, you know what I'm saying? Perfectly fine. Yeah, yeah. And I do find that sometimes internet connection could affect it. So what I really love about our customer service is if you miss a scheduled appointment, they call you. If you can't get, if there's something wrong with the internet, they can do it over the phone. In fact, in only 2 states, they can't prescribe you over the phone. And these are telemedicine laws. And because people, you know, you're learning telemedicine is more the go-to thing. We were 2 or 3 years ahead of this. I mean, before COVID, we thought this was a better solution to how you could do it. Think about this. If you're sick, why does it make sense for you to go when your immune system is low and be around other sick people when you know what you have? You know, like the doctor can diagnose you. I mean, this isn't like we're getting things wrong. This is a real nice diagnosis with a summary letter afterwards from an MD who just is able to do it. Now that they can't prescribe something for you, or if it's something that you need to go to the hospital care, they'll tell you, hey, you need to get your butt in the hospital. In fact, we've had situations like that where a girl was in between there because the hospitals, you know, they're worried about her pills. Well, if she didn't go to the hospital, she would have had major life-threatening issues. But that little extra reinsurance is part of that membership to talk to an MD as opposed to talking to a family member or, hey, what do you think of what I should do? It's having that expert on your side. Whereas I know a lot of people that become Google searchable doctors, I call them, where they just search it. You really don't know what, nothing's personalized to you. There hasn't been a personalized system yet, you know?
Because every time you search for something, they tell you like, you're gonna die. Like it's a worst thing.
And nowadays you search for something, you know, with all the cookies and things on top of them. Now you're gonna get marketed like, you know what I'm saying? Like just because you think you might have it, now you're under this whole cookie thing. And don't get me wrong with that. That's a whole, you know, whole thing about the new technology coming out there. And I'm sure being your age, you're going to be well aware of the modern technology and how it's going to affect us in marketing.
Yeah, for sure. Technology is, it's not only the future, it's also the present. And
yeah,
I really connect with your company's mission because I used to live in New York alone by myself. And I remember that I had like a few times I really felt ill, but it was for me even like a little bit hard to get into a car in the cold to go to an hospital. And I wish I had someone I can call like, hey, look, I'm feeling this. What should I take? Because many times when I went to the doctors, I stayed there for hours and hours and they told me, okay, take ibuprofen. I'm like, what? Went out all of this time for ibuprofen. Like I could call someone.
It's so funny you say that because before I decided to do this, I was looking at studies and, you know, certain healthcare providers, they use telemedicine to lower their costs so they can get more profit, right? That profit goes to the shareholders. That profit doesn't go back into the healthcare. But what I was looking at was like, hey, how many people would benefit if I built this? And if I built it the right way, what are the numbers that is actually impacting? And what I found out was astounding. Even at a $10 copay cost, people were 90% less likely to go to the doctor at a $10 copay cost.
No way.
Yeah. And when you think about that when I'm saying that, you're like, well, why? Well, because also the time. You know, the beautiful thing about this is if I got sick right this second, I could just go onto my application right here, schedule a doctor, and the doctor would call me within 5 to 15 minutes, okay? And that's pretty cool considering I don't have to go to a clinic. I don't have to wait. And even when you get in the clinic, think about the paperwork that you have to fill out. They give you the 5-10 pages of paperwork. Yeah. Then you don't know what you're signing, okay? And when you do sign it, you always get the, you know, a lot of you out there, you're going to know, you get another bill. You get like a copay bill. You get something else. What really came along the time was really funny is I got bit by a recluse spider on my neck, okay? And I was in bed for a month. And I was using the technology to get better. And I needed antibiotics. And it was hard for me to get out, right? And I ended up going to the urgency care and I have insurance and I got a $750 bill for a telemedicine, for basically a visit, okay? And I looked at that and I was like, whoa, like that's extremely high. And then when I looked at like, and then the telemedicine opportunity came to me and went through these meetings and I met these people, you know, and get introduced to the people that put it all together and have network, right? And I looked at it and I was like, oh my God, I could have just paid for this membership for myself for 10 years for what I just paid for one visit. And it wouldn't have been any difference in the treatment. Wow. So that right there was where I'm trying to show that the savings can be happening. And a lot of you out there that are thinking, okay, well, it's just a telemedicine program. Realize what you're paying for as a whole landscape. And I want to build more out there. And I'm going to start, I really do want to build catastrophic coverage, which is another journey that we were on. In fact, I was working on it before COVID happened. And it set me back, obviously, because hospitals don't want to give care out to people right now because care is out so high, right? Yeah. But when you look at it from this perspective and you're thinking to yourself, well, what would I have to do? All you have to do is get catastrophic care for yourself by any of the licensed insurance providers and then get our program standalone. And now you're going to save money all the time because you're going to avoid those urgency care costs. And again, using it because you're able to add your family members on it in your household, okay? It's really a – well, you know what? I'm very generous with that. That might get changed in the future because sometimes people do take advantage. And I'm learning as we go. So while that $18 is now, it might be $22, $23 in the future. You know what I'm saying? Just based on how I'm analyzing costs. I mean, I can't lose money overall, which is what we're doing right now. But the goal of this is we're going to be a player because we're going to be out there with this product, right? And I know it helps. I mean, I got so many good stories that makes me feel good about it. Like, I'll give you an example. There was a mother that was visiting her daughter, okay? And the mother was in the late 70s, and she's down visiting her daughter. She needs her heart medication. But the doctor can't write that prescription for her because he's out of state, all right? So now they happen to live in Atlanta, and any of you know if you live in Atlanta traffic around rush hour is brutal. And the woman needs her medication because she thought she had it, but she didn't have it. So they're panicking, okay? Until she remembered, the woman that was there remembered she had her membership. She went, added on her mother, who was there, within 2 minutes, was able then to get a doctor and get the medication required because they were able to load the medical record to prove that the medication was necessary from the previous doctor. The doctor was able to look at that like it was a good script, recognize what was going on, and provide that medication at that pharmacy. They did not have to go and deal with the hours of traffic. They were able to get that medication that night. And that person that did that, kindly enough, gave me a very nice, you know, call, review, however you want to say it, because we have over 8,500 testimonials of crazy, like, hey, this is really great. I can't believe, you know, like stuff like that, right? And so, yeah. And so she literally called, but we know her personally. Sometimes you know somebody that, like, you know them personally. And she goes, I just want you to know this really did make such an emotional impact for me. And I never thought I would use this when I signed up with you. I wanted to support your company, but I never thought it would be this. Wow. You know? And so that's kind of the things that would, like, I feel like, and again, I'm building more of an alternative medicine, you know, community, like as I'm building, I still recognize mainstream medical. I still recognize the need for these type of services, because being preventative with your health is the key. Being reactionary is the biggest problem we have right now.
That's true. Wow, but this is a very inspiring story.
Thanks. I'm good first guest, right?
It keeps you going, because sometimes, even though you can be making money, you need like that support from people that really believe in your product, in your company.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like I said, we have a really wonderful community, and we're very blessed. In fact, even right now, when COVID is affecting so many businesses out there, I was shocked by how much support we have, because, you know, our business is based on getting the word out there, and because of, you know, how the bigger companies are able to dominate the marketing, because they have a huge marketing budget, because they have more profit margins, I get my word out there by doing trade shows. And so I, you know, we have boots to the ground. We would do a lot of trade shows, and with COVID, there's no trade shows. So we were really concerned, like, hey, are we going to start to decline, or what was going to happen? And I was shocked by how much supporting and everybody, you know, like how everything has just stayed. And when I mean stayed, I'm happy, because knowing what's out there, knowing all the things that are going on out there, I feel honored that, you know, we have people calling us every day. We have orders coming in. We have things coming in every single day. And that's awesome, considering that we can't travel, you know?
Yeah, that's amazing. And I was thinking, remember like from March to May that people were like really, really scared to go outside? Did you have like more calls, like more business?
It cost me a fortune.
Oh.
A fortune. Because people were using it so much. Okay. So where a normal healthcare probably has, 10%, 15%, what they call is utilization. My memberships were at 200% middle utilization. And I'm using terms that they're not supposed to talk to you about, but like, that's how much it's being used. And I get billed for that stuff. And so the more you use it, yeah, it does affect us, but that's not why I built it. I built it because if enough people come on, as I continue to scale it, I see it, and it's going to be, and I can add more to it. Because the difference between what I do with my profits and what other companies do is I invest in more things every year. And that's our biggest difference. Whereas I'm not just looking to pay out. We go right back into it and say, well, what can we build this year? And that's how we've gotten to this point.
Oh, that's amazing. So you're really taking care of the people. It's not just numbers, how you said before.
No, because in my mind, when we started this, every life matters was the key. And I say this line a lot of the times where I say, together we can change healthcare. And I mean it. Like, I need people to support our business, obviously, because that's how change is going to happen. Empowering companies like ourselves who are not responsible to shareholders and boards, okay, who have a human faction to us, who make decisions. For example, we do rental programs where if I'm not getting results, I don't charge them. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I don't get what I get, I keep tweaking it until I solve the solution. What healthcare company does that? I haven't seen one. You know? And if I inspire, maybe I'm small fish compared to what we talk about this big thing. But if I inspire other people to do something different, that's my goal. Because what we're doing right now is not going to change our generation for the better. Healthcare right now is the number one thing all politics talk about, but they have no clue what they're talking about when they're up there saying, hey, we're going to fix it. Community health centers, which are Medicaid-based centers, are literally registered for going out of business. They're literally saying, hey, we're bankrupt. You know what I'm saying? And like, then you have all these different factions of healthcare and how it is. But the reason why it's designed as profit is because when you look at to who is funding our political laws and our political backs, it's because the margins, they're very simple, like, explain this. The margin for a vitamin or a pill is 5 cents. The margin for technology is 30, 40%. So we're not playing on the same field in terms of profitability. And once we, that means we get, what do we get to do? We get to throw more money out there for marketing. We get to throw more money out there for people that get paid for endorsements. And that's kind of where I really want people to be aware of how their healthcare is being decided. And I don't think it's being talked about enough.
Yeah, it's a big problem. I mean, I think, I don't know if you have like many foreign people in your service that are living in the US, but many people that are from other countries, they are shocked. For example, I'm from Venezuela, and you go to a doctor here and you are sometimes shocked because it's so, so expensive compared to your home country. So I think if they see this opportunity, look, unlimiteddoctorcalls.com, only $18 a month.
The coolest thing about it is it's month to month. And I do work a lot with immigration companies that help people come in, and they have to require to have something right away. So it is something I do have a good history of working with a lot of different, you know, immigration associations and organizations. I thought that was low hanging fruit, to be honest with you. When we discovered that kind of market, it was kind of like, well, there's not, the bigger healthcare companies aren't really, they don't really want to touch that stuff. And because you don't, you're not required a social security number to get this kind of doctor services, that's the loophole right there. So we're able to provide, yeah, there's like 12 million people, Americans, that just don't know the process, you know, are not getting any type of coverage and have access to any type of doctor. That's not going to work right now. You need people to get better. You can't have people being sick.
That's true.
Yeah. But I mean, again, this is something, and we do want our, you know, our platform is available in Spanish. They are putting more languages on the platform. I think there's some of them, sometimes you know, is it going to take you longer to find a Zach speaking doctor? Yeah, you might find, but a lot of the doctors will list, they'll speak 3 or 4 or 5 languages and list the languages that you could search for on there.
That's incredible. So, because sometimes, for example, you can see my English is not perfect. So sometimes I go to the doctor and I try to explain, and he explains me like all the scientific process. And I'm like, I don't even know that in Spanish, how I'm supposed to understand it in English.
So I have not gotten yet a complaint on language or anything like that from our platform. It hasn't been a feedback that I've gotten. So that makes me feel pretty comfortable. That's and the network that I'm working with is the largest telemedicine network in the United States. There's one and two. They basically compete for whoever's largest, and we're just small fish to them. But we're happy to be in the pond.
Yeah, that's great. And Mr. Michael, what has been the hardest thing you have been facing with this company? Like, what was the hardest thing, or what is the hardest thing right now?
Probably banking and credit card processing. The amount of loopholes, I mean, the amount of things that people make us go through in the beginning that we had to go through to get to where we're at today. That could crush most businesses. I would say a lot of people's, not a lot of integrity in my industry as I wish there was. So a lot of misrepresentation, a lot of shady. I met some people that finally was able to do like legit background tests on people, and I have to go through that now because these people will, in this healthcare industry, there's not a lot of oversee in certain areas. So people talk a lot and they misrepresent all the time. So being very, being patient has been our biggest asset right now. So not just saying, oh, that sounds fantastic. No, waiting to see, learning what you need to learn, making mistakes sometimes, but owning the mistakes and keep moving forward has always been a thing. And I would recommend this to anybody that is getting into the healthcare market when you're starting any business. You know, be very careful when you're opening up your world to other people that you don't know everything about. And that's kind of like where I've gotten to and learn about it. And when you're in the medical, you're either in the insurance network or you're on the outskirts. And on the outskirts, they're all just trying to survive, especially now. So, you know, that's kind of a thing I'd share with people.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. That-
just like not breaking the ice because it's not broken, it's into pieces. But since this is Jewish Florida, what's your favorite thing about Florida, and how's your company doing in Florida?
Well, my company's in 48 states, 5 countries, and 900 in the United States. So while my home is in Florida and Stuart, we have, you know, representations in almost every city, where they'll have either a chiropractor, an acupuncturist, a massage therapist, a PT, you know, somebody that talks about our stuff and does events for us and stuff. But my favorite thing about Florida is the weather, to be very point blank. I do not see myself. I am a 60 degree, it's freezing out. I am a hoodie on at all times when it's like 75, you know. I've got friends up north, it's 30 degree weather. I couldn't survive in that, you know, stuff like that. I love fishing down here. I think fishing is a lot of fun. And I was born and raised in Fort Lauderdale. So I don't live that far away from my hometown. So I have become kind of a foodie as well. So I love the food down here. It's a lot of fun. Being from New York, I'm sure you had a lot of good food down, you know, there where you're at.
Yeah.
For Florida living, I don't see myself moving out of Florida ever, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's what many people say in Florida. And especially people come, like old people in New York, elderly people, not old people. Like in the winter, they all escape to Florida because it's very hard to win.
It's cold. It gets cold out there for a lot of you. And let's not just discount telemedicine when it's cold. Because not having to put on the jacket and go out and save yourself 15, 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours out there, when you're sick, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's very hard to recover from a simple flu or a simple cough in the winter. And here it's much better.
One of our directors or something, and again, I have an exact quote, I don't remember there, but I top of my head, you know, a lot of stuff in there. It was like, if you get antibiotics, if you have the flu 24 hours right after you have the symptoms, you're like, the recovery time is like way faster. And so if you think about it, if you first get sick and your symptom, think of that mentality before you had, if you have this or if you don't have this, and you think about it, you first get sick, you're like, I'm going to see if I get better first. And the reason why you're doing that, believe it or not, is a cost hidden inside of you of time, your time of getting there and going there. And then also, you know, maybe the conditions out there aren't that good, or maybe you have a lot going on with your family, or maybe you got kids, or maybe you got this, or maybe you got that, right? Taking kids to the clinics is always something that I get a lot of feedback on. It helps out a lot, right? Right. And that opportunity savings time, once you go through it once, that's why we have a very low dropout rate. So once people are on our program, we have less than 1% drop off. And that 1% is usually equivalent to, hey, I got this larger insurance and they're giving me something close to that. But even when they get telemedicine with their insurance coverage, they think they got it. They actually sign a copay designed to it that gets thrown into it a lot of the times, which again, we talked about this, when there's a copay, less likely to use it.
Yeah, 90%, I remember.
Yeah. Well, that was one study. That stood out there. You know, that was only like, I think it was like 10,000 people that did it. And it was a healthcare trying to show the need for telemedicine. And that was 2015, 2016-ish. They were trying to really show why they were trying to get telemedicine. Because you got to remember, there's a huge movement behind telemedicine that started 8 to 10 years ago. And all of these companies had invested and said, this is going to be the next big thing. Yes, COVID put more of a realization on everybody. It made it so that even the everyday practice was starting to do telemedicine rather than having you come into the office. But our future with this is a virtual telemedicine world where you're going to see all sorts of gadgets and intertwine with you as you're doing it. I mean, I've seen where you can do now physicals. We can buy units that, you know, send you home and they can do a complete physical from your house.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible. And Mr. Michael, what's your message for the Jewish community in Florida about these unlimited doctor calls?
Well, I think for a lot of you, the one thing I would say about, you know, I have a lot of friends in the Jewish community. I would say that you guys are all very family-based, and family means the world. And for me, when you sign up with a membership, that's why we talk about it with the family. It's not just for yourself. And a lot of the times we have an immortal feeling about us. We're not going to get sick. We're not, especially the male, you know, they have that macho thing. We're good, you know?
Yeah.
When you have somebody that you care about and you're able to add this to the membership, they don't put a value. They put a caring on it. It's a caring thing, right? And so for me, what I would say to you is, while you might not value this membership, your loved ones will. And your loved ones will value it the first time they use it. When you guys get back together again, when you guys are there for the holidays, or you guys are going there and you're talking together, you know what they're going to bring up? Hey, I used your membership the other day. It saved me some time. And they're going to associate that with you, and you're going to want that. You know, you're going to want that feeling of saying, hey, I provided, or I did something. I made that decision. And like, again, it's very inexpensive to have. And healthcare is something that you should be investing in your future. You should be investing in this type of things for other people, right? It would make sense.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, what were you saying?
I mean, I looked at it like Netflix. You know, when Netflix was still when first coming out, when people started sharing Netflix, you know, people started going on there and going, hey, I'm on his Netflix plan. You know, like, and like they would talk about that and it'd be like, hey, thanks for the Netflix. Someone's paying that. But, you know, thanks for that. You know, I'm on my dad's Netflix. I'm on my mom's Netflix. You know, thank you for that coverage there. Especially when you guys are younger, you understand that value of who's paying that bill. Well, this is for every parent that has. And I do allow this. This is very important. I allow parents to add their kids in college. Okay. So when kids are off in college, which is very more important, they won't even leave their dorm room if they like, because that's not how their mentality is yet. Because again, that immortal, I'm not going to there. But if you provide this for them and told them no cost, you can rest assured that they're going to probably use it more than they're not.
That's true.
Yeah. Trust me. And we found this out through trial. We found this out through actually working with colleges and found that out. So.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And what's your last message you would like to share about unlimited doctorcalls.com?
Well, I just want to say that we won't let you down. In terms of, and I promise you that, as in terms of what you get is what you're going to get. And, you know, the other thing about this is, look, we could use your support. This is a small company, you know, compared to the larger companies out there. This plan can have impact. We have all the radius to handle. As we could put 1 million, 2 million lives on it and be fine, okay? And I really do think that when you're looking at something in your healthcare and you're looking at what you're paying to healthcare, I think you might like us a little, you might remember us a little bit more in the outcomes of it, you know? And you'll be proud to give us that little bit of money that we take in every month compared to what you get out of it.
Okay. That's.
And I would thank you also for the time being the first guest on the social media platform.
No, it's our big pleasure. If you want to share your social media when everyone can follow you, your website, you're welcome to do it.
I mean, if you want to look about our technology company, you can find it on firstalternativetherapies.com. There you'll see our thing. And I want you to also know this, and not many people know this. Our normal rate program that I run this program out of is $35 a month. So I made a special deal with you for this organization because I just want people to get, you know what I'm saying? And that's why you don't see, like, when we talk price on there, yeah, my normal price is $35 a month. And that's on firstalternativecare.com. And like you could see that's its main thing. And everything else, I find organizations and I give them special, you know, opportunities for this stuff. And yeah, maybe I, like I told you, maybe this rate raises a couple dollars one day, but that's about it.
No, I mean, you have to raise.
I'm honest about it. I'm not hiding behind it. I'm like, look, I got a 200%. You got to raise it a couple dollars. And if you have a problem with that, then come on. Like everything we're doing,
it's gonna be $1 more per person per month.
The only way change in health is being made is more companies like myself trying to do something for others.
Amazing, amazing. Mr. Michael, thank you so much for being our first guest. We really like this interview, at least me. I hope you like it.
It was fun. I appreciate it. Happy, have a great weekend, everyone, okay?
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. UnlimitedDoctors.com. Get in, they will never let you down.
That's right. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.